now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. This year, Minnesota Hospital has a new competitor. No Mercy Almost United Hospital is opening its doors. As a result, Minnesota Hospital's best minds are gathered at the hospital to discuss a strategy to combat this new enemy. One of the most strategic meetings is taking place between Dr. Gil Whitney and Nurse Helen Trent in a dimly lit corner of the supply closet somewhere in the irritable bowels of Minnesota Hospital.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen, I'm tingling like Paul Ryan after Mitt Romney's vice presidential phone call.
Oh, Gil.
Helen, I love your little earmarks.
Huh?
I love your GDP.
My GDP? What does that mean?
I love the value of all your goods and services.
Oh, Gil, the only thing on your mind is politics.
Well, then maybe you should start the Occupy Dr. Gil Whitney movement. I wouldn't protest.
Gil, stop it. I think I'm getting that feeling again. I think it's called deja vu.
You must mean deja vu.
No, it's deja vu. The feeling you get when you've heard the same BS before.
House and Gorda. House and Gorda, Dr. Gil Whitney.
Why, if it isn't Dr. Bjorn yesterday.
Dr. Whitney, I gotta tell you, I haven't seen you this excited since you treated Dolly Parton for hiccups.
Why are you late?
The Minnesota Highway Patrol stopped me for speeding on the way over here. And since it was my first offense, they gave me 2 twins tickets. And if I get stopped again, they'll make me use them.
Well, we have a problem, Dr. Bjorn, yesterday. That new hospital, No Mercy Almost United, is in trouble. They are trouble.
Well, they are, and what we need to do is take on the persona of the presidential campaign.
Oh, you mean attack ads?
We gotta attack like the swine flu.
I would like to protest.
Let's give him a hand for doing a line at least.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our staff priest, Father Sin Hartman.
Peace, my brothers.
Do that line again, I like it. Peace. Peace, my brothers. What are you talking about?
Peace, my brothers. I'm a line ahead.
Every time.
We must be big jerks or big stiffs or geniuses.
I think you meant we mustn't be. I'm just guessing.
Father, I know you never say anything negative about anyone, but...
Sid, that's me. Bless you.
Bless me. Thank you.
You don't have to read the underline parts.
But, Father, we can't be... We in the medical community, we can't be allowed to do something negative. Maybe we can for once.
No, I know why we can't, Dr. Gil.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because a doctor is the only man who can tell a woman to take off all her clothes and then send a bill to the husband.
Oh! Oh!
Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney.
Yes, what is it, intern?
Well, your next patient is here.
Oh, is that the guy with the phobia?
Yeah, he told me to tell you that he was going to buy a book on phobias, but he was afraid it wouldn't help him.
Well, did he take something for his kleptomania?
Yeah, he took your computer. What?
Hey, doctors, we need to get some serious attack ads going here. I just lost a patient to No Mercy Hospital. We need some medical imaging.
Why, it's our staff proctologist, Dr. Ben Dover from Keister.
Whitney, I'm telling you, we're falling behind. And that means we'll get it in the end.
Leave it to a proctologist to say that.
After consultation with my well-respected peer, Dr. Colin Bowell, I have taken the liberty of hiring an ad agency to help us. Here is our first commercial.
No Mercy Hospital sucks.
Isn't that a little harsh?
Well, maybe, but how about this one?
No Mercy Hospital is bad for your gallbladder, and it's bad for Minnesota. Come to Minnesota Hospital, a great place to have your next infection.
One more like that, doctor, and it might be time for you to get a lobotomy.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Well, how about this one, Dr. Whitney?
Don't go to No Mercy Almost United Hospital. Their administrator won't release his taxes. He's bad for medicine, and he's bad for America. Give your medical vote to Minnesota Hospital, a great place to have your next hemorrhoidectomy.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, there's a patient who thinks he's a moth.
A moth? He doesn't need me. He needs a psychiatrist.
I know that.
Well, then why did he come in here?
Oh, the light was on.
Oh, yeah. No offense, Dr. Bendover, but we need a former professional ad man doing this. So I've asked former professional advertising man and now the head of our infectious diseases department, Dr. John Rash, to guide us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Wait a minute. I know this is Minnesota Hospital, but what a ridiculous name. Dr. Rash, our infectious disease doctor. Come on. No one's going to buy that name, right, Ben Dover?
Right, Bjorn, yesterday, and if our old retired chief of staff, old Pap Smear, were here, he wouldn't believe that made-up name either.
Well, that is my real name.
Yeah, all right.
Real name, can you believe that? So, what is your idea?
Endorsements.
It'll never work.
Do you ever listen to the morning news with Dave Lee?
I do, but not at 6:40, 7:40, 8:40. I keep praying for that sports writer they have on.
Well, for example, wasn't Ricky Rubio in here this year at Minnesota Hospital?
Yes, he suffered an animal injury.
Yeah, a cougar attack he suffered at Lord Fletcher's.
I thought he was in urology for his dribbling problem.
I did that in my sermon 2 weeks ago.
What was that, Sid?
I leaked that in my sermon 2 weeks ago.
Well, how about the Twins? Didn't we treat their pitchers?
No, the club didn't want to spend the money.
Let's do another collection like Lynch does when he goes up and tries to steal commercials from other.
Next year, your T-shirt's going to say, "Fear the ad lib."
I am talking endorsements.
Hey, Dr. John Rash, if that is your real name, and I doubt it, but I am a step behind you. I already did one of those.
At Minnesota Hospital, we never wanted Michael Dukakis. We wanted Streptococcus.
I don't think that is quite what he meant.
Some star you treated could endorse your product.
Did we do Kim Kardashian's butt implant?
Great example. You could have Kim Kardashian, however, do a commercial promoting Minnesota Hospital.
After all, she already is doing an endorsement for the Minnesota Vikings. I saw it on the Sports Reporter Show on Channel 23 Sunday nights. She says, why am I, Kim Kardashian, like the Viking defense? Because I can't stick with a man more than 7 seconds either.
Well, will Minnesota Hospital do the right thing, like our elected leaders, and destroy the competition through toxic and personal attack ads? Will Gil Whitney convince Helen to join the Occupy Gil Whitney movement? And what about the priest, Father Hartman? Will he continue to ask for his own collection at Mass? And can he ever reform the guy at 640, 740, and 840? Stay tuned next year for these answers when Minnesota Hospital returns.